Blog Talk Radio.
You've been good.
Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the prophet's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I rose and went down to the potter's house, and there he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this wonderful Wednesday evening, that the safest place in the whole wide world is in, the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Don't forget to reset your alarm 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting. every morning, 7 a.m., praise and worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm, what a difference it makes in your day. Good Lord, good Lord. Then 7 p.m., hallelujah, Tuesday evening, our Institute of Biblical Learning. Then 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, hallelujah, our Bible study. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for every opportunity to get around the Word of God. Hallelujah. And Sundays at 3 p.m. is our International Victory Miracle Service, heard literally all over the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want you to forget. Hallelujah. Pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Pray for our other kingdom partners there. Pray that God will bless their ministry. Hallelujah. They will forever preach the word of God, drawing all men unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget the first Sunday of the month, Friends and Family Sunday, the second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. The third Sunday of the month is the Birthday Corner with Malachi Murphy. Hallelujah. Celebrating the birthdays of the people in the congregation. Then the fourth Sunday of the month, third Sunday, first, second, and third Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. We have our Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
Woo-woo!
Hallelujah.
Yeah, myself. Hallelujah. Young people. We have precious young people, and they are learning the word of God from Elder QB. Hallelujah. She's teaching the children. Hallelujah. Life applications, lessons, the word that will take them through the rest of their life. Hallelujah. Take them all through their life. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus on that third Sunday, they're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And on that fourth Sunday, that's also when our guest speaker comes in. And the guest speaker for the month of July, for the month of February is, hallelujah, 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 Evangelist Julie Warren. Saints of God, invite someone out with you, hallelujah, to hear this dynamic woman of God break the word of God down to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been anticipating it ever since I knew she was going to be the speaker. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Fill up the seats. Bring somebody with you. Hallelujah. At this spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Sit down, fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. With the saints of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our new building, this beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful kitchen, beautiful dining halls, beautiful classrooms and offices. Hallelujah. We thank God for our shower stations in Northeast, Southwest, Baltimore City, for our homeward bound friends. Thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and bless them on a much larger scale than we've done in the past. Hallelujah. We just thank God for even all of our postal partners that has sent a blessing through our post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, or to our Cash App, which is $TPH2023, or our GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. We just thank God for all he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is just an awesome God. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and blessing everyone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Yeah, I got my feet on the ground now. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Pastor Peaches, I want to thank a whole lot of folk out there who have joined us in our crusade.
Yes.
To tell at least one person a day that they love them with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, it means something to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there are so many people walking around today. There are a lot of people walking around today. It gets less and less every day. They're thinking that nobody loves them. But because of you, that number is dwindling every day. Because you tell at least one person a day that you love them with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. It saves lives. It strengthens a person's determination to go one more day, to keep on pressing on. Hallelujah. So we thank you, you know, and we're going to just take time in this service to say that to y'all. Because we love you with the love of God.
Yes, I love you with a love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with a love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with a love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I may God bless you. Good long life, good health, and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes,
I pray for your family.
Oh, the Lord,
blessings of God be in your family.
Yes, bless
on your children.
Bless me.
May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes,
I love you with a love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see.
I love you, honey, with the love of the Lord.
And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you. May God bless you.
All the Lord. Yes, I bless you, bless me, Father, Lord. I can see you, the glory of the King,
heaven,
we want you to know this. Every morning, collectively, we call on hundreds of people's names. Every morning in our morning worship service. That's an act of love, y'all. The Bible says in Job 22:28, that you can decree a thing and it shall be established. We pray for y'all. Many of you that are listening, we call out your name every morning. Every morning, Grandma said, every morning, we call out your name. You want to join us in our morning worship? It's at 7 a.m. every morning, 7 days a week. even holidays, every morning. The number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Again, that number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Join us, y'all. It's an act of love. Hallelujah. After the next selection, the voice you will hear will be none other than the voice of a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday evening.
No. There's a reason why I'm singing this song. I want everybody in the world to know that kids love Jesus too.
Kids love Jesus.
Yeah. My vision is to see all kids come to Christ. That everybody, every child, everyone that has breath.
Praise the
nourish our children. Teach our children. Take them to church and give them peace.
Come.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kids love Jesus too. I love Jesus too, y'all. Hallelujah. What day is it? What day is it, y'all?
Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, can't help but love a man like that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, young people, hallelujah, to another Wednesday evening. Hallelujah, where we have a chance and we have the opportunity to get around the word of God and to worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I don't want you to forget who made you. I don't want you to forget who you belong to. I just want you to know that you belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. And that Jesus loves you. And in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1, it says, forget not thy creator in the days of thy youth. And I don't want you to forget the Lord while you're young. I'm going to tell you, I accepted Jesus Christ at a young age. At a young age, and you can do the same. Whatever age you learn about Jesus, that is the time for you to accept him in your heart. Hallelujah. Now is the time to serve God. Now is the time to honor and to praise him. He in your life. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. Whenever you give time to the Lord, God will make time for you, and he will make you something great. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. There's no, it doesn't say in his word to wait until you get old. And I'm going to tell you something. It says honor. He does have passages that says children, like a children obey your parents in the Lord. But when you give your life to Jesus, we are all his children. So he is going to take care of you and not let anything happen to you. Hallelujah. Yes, we are his sheep. We are his sheep, the sheep of his pasture. And you know what? And a shepherd takes care of his sheep. He doesn't let the wolves get to him. He doesn't let any harm or danger come upon them. He makes sure they get the water they need. He makes sure that they get into green pastures with all the green grass that has all that nourishment in it that they need for their body. Hallelujah. And I'm often reminded of the story of Daniel and then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. And I believe these were teenagers. And they honored God. They had a heart for the Lord, even as teenagers. Hallelujah. And they refused to give in or to honor the idol that they were told whenever you hear the music, then you bow. And they, no, indeed, they stood for righteousness, even as teenagers. And you can do the same. God will have your back. God will not allow you to have egg on your face. He's not going to let you be embarrassed. You can, and he will give you the boldness to stand up in opposition, just like the three Hebrew boys did when they didn't bow to the idol that King Nebuchadnezzar wanted everybody to worship. At the end, the king himself gave honor to God. Because these young men stood up for the Lord, the king had no other alternative but to say, but to give honor to this king, to God. Because when you honor God, when you are about God's business, God will be about your business. Hallelujah. If you thought you stuck up, you were like a thumb standing up, or stuck out like a sore thumb, when you honor God, oh my God, when you took a stand for him, just wait until everybody else pointed to you, and you stood up for the Lord, and then the king honors you, or someone in authority honors you because you honored God. God, let me tell you something. God gonna stick up for you. Hallelujah. God gonna have your back. God is not gonna let you have egg on your face. Hallelujah. Because he knows that what you have, what he put in you, the world needs. The world needs what you have, young people. Believe you me, the world needs it. The young people of the world are confused. They are upset. A lot of them want to kill themselves. A lot of them just want to do away with themselves because they are not happy. They have tried so many things trying to find peace, trying to find something that will fill up this hole that they feel on the inside of them. And so, therefore, they try the drugs, and then they may start off smoking marijuana, and then they go to stronger things. They say, no, that's not it. Maybe something stronger. And they keep going for stronger things. And then they may try the alcohol, trying to deaden the pain, the emptiness on the inside. They're searching. But when you have Jesus in your heart, if you have a parent that has introduced Jesus to you, oh, my goodness. You have the life's problems. You have the solutions to life situations right there. Hallelujah. When you come up against things in life that's puzzling you and that may make someone else confused, make somebody else go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you don't have to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know why? Because you got Jesus on the inside. There's been times where I may have had to go get away from everybody and just go in the room and just pray. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I need you to intervene right now. Father God, I need you to bring peace. And I remember when I was working with the young people at the recreation center, and it seemed like a spirit came in to the center with them, and just a spirit of confusion and just a horrible spirit. The children couldn't get settled, and it was just arguing and fighting. And I just had to scream out loud, in the name of Jesus, peace. And you know what, young people? You can do the same thing. Because you know what? I got peace that day. I didn't care if they looked at Miss Willie, thought she was crazy or whatever. You know what? The enemy had to flee, because I wasn't taking it. And you have to know who you belong to and whose you belong to and whose you are and what authority you stand in. Mm-hmm. When you stand in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, the enemy can't do nothing with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you got to know it. You got to know who your Jesus is and what your Jesus can do. You can stand up to the bully on the playground. You can stand up to the bully on the public bus. You can stand up to the bully in the classroom. No matter where you are, God got your back. And he isn't going to allow you to get hurt. And call on the name of Jesus. And you know what? You don't know what the enemy is going to see when you say that. One day I was walking home, and the man sitting on the step says, good morning, y'all. And I'm thinking, like, there's only one of me. How many do you see? But you know what? That was kind of early in the morning to be drunk, mister. But he was drunk, and he was seeing more than me, seeing some angels walk with me. That was all right, too. Because you know what? Because God can allow me to see and allow other people to see some men, some angels walking with me, too, so nobody bothers me. And God will allow the enemy to see angels all around you, too. They'll look like people, but they'll know, I can't mess with him. He always got somebody with him. Yep, they're your angels.
Hallelujah.
They're your angels. They're your protection. Hallelujah. God is so good. Young people, I just want to encourage you, live for the Lord. Give Jesus a try. Try Jesus. Hallelujah. If he doesn't work for you, he doesn't supply you every need. He doesn't give you the desires of your heart. It's okay, later, Jesus, later for you. But you know what? I know you will stick with him forever. Hallelujah. I got saved through the Holy Ghost, I believe, when I was about 12 years old, between the 7th and 8th grade. And you know what? I'm 65. I'm 65 years old now. Hallelujah. And Jesus has, oh, my gosh, he has blown my mind and still is. Still is showing me his power, showing me his might, showing me that he loves me. Hallelujah. Show me the things that he can do and how he is looking out for me. And I love him. Hallelujah. And he loves you too, and we love you too. God bless you. Please join us in the morning, young people, for morning prayer. Let God bless your day. Hallelujah. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Bless the Lord. Try the Lord out. Try him out. I dare you. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. God had signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To the Children's Corner this wonderful Wednesday. To those that believe and are willing to receive.
Hey, kids, sing this little song with me.
Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion today. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. And Pastor Peaches, when we were younger, when they said Holy Communion, we started examining ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that right now. We're going to pray collectively. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Our text on this evening is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Again, in that text, it says to examine yourself. And we do so in the light of the word of the Lord. Isaiah 53 and 5. He, meaning Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon us, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5b said he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through the blood. It's through the blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Almighty God is Jehovah Rapha, the God that takes sickness from the midst of his people in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. You're the God that takes sickness from the midst of your people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life, you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today, Lord.
Amen.
And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
In remembrance,
he broke it and declared,
this
is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you, we take this cup and remember
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you,
Lord.
For healing already, Lord. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children, and the sheep is your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Remember you.
Every time we make the bread, Lord,
and likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ, was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is a new testament in my blood. Do this to remember to me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost of living with us. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. Mm-hmm. God, you said. Mm-hmm. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, such people. And none of the diseases of Egypt, nor of the world, shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood of today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we work and train. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every felony, and every sanctuary. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name. For every curse against us and our family, every felony, and every destiny. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord already unbeamed, untied, severed, and straight. Nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. Tonight, we remember you, Lord. Because of who we are, who we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confessions on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our bonus families. According to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 17 the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, faith in the image of God, full of integrity, mighty speakers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom of kings. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're serious. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling as the lips have been set of faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 20. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah, yes, Pastor.
I wanted to check and see if he's still there. I need to ask you one more question.
Yes.
What time is it now?
For the word, Pastor.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't take this opportunity, nor this opportunity, nor responsibility like this. But I seize it with every ounce of this I am. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and that signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root command you be down with you. So Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest and the good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessings. And we give you the praise. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. And we say, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, I think it would be incumbent upon us to have you read our addresses.
Hallelujah. Yes. John 14, verse 6. John 5, verses 2 through 6. Revelation 3, verse 20. Isaiah 53, verse 5, 1 Peter 2, verse 24, Job 22nd chapter 11, verses 23 and 24, 1 Peter 3, verse 10, Ephesians 4, 29, and John 5, verse 6.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And as you might have expected it, we're going to travel back through time. I think somebody likes a little history. What do you think?
Yes. It's a whole lot of history.
They were indigenous people in the Americas.
Okay.
The Egyptians, the Ethiopians, many other countries in Africa. I believe in China and in Occidental countries, those Asian companies, the China and Japan. We have a remnant of medical science, as it was, dealing with people who have serious brain problems. They actually operated. We actually found remnants of people who had brain operations, and their remains were over 2,000 years old, it is believed. I am firmly convinced those ancient folk would not have gone through what they went through unless they wanted to be healed of their malady. What do you think? Mm. In 1882, three doctors in Great Britain, the United Kingdom, did an operation to relieve a problem in the brain. No doubt that person that they operated on, excuse me, I said 1882, was actually 1884. 82 or 84. It was in 1880s. No doubt that person wanted to be healed. Modern medicine has come a long way, y'all.
Yes, thank God.
Can you imagine some operations without anesthesia?
No way.
Thinking about it is just somewhat unbearable. But I want to talk for a few minutes on today. I want to share with you, Acts says that, I think it's the 10th chapter, somewhere around the 19th verse, talks about that sickness is oppression of the enemy. Mm. And one thing that we found out in watching the life of Christ is that you, if you wanted to be healed, he'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to want to be healed.
Thank you.
For a few minutes, I want to talk on this subject. The title of tonight's message, Neighbor, Oh Neighbor, do you want to be healed?
You want to be here.
Now, we've shared often in many of our messages that you can have what you say. If you name it, you claim it. Mm. And it is important for us to understand that when we go to our clinician or medical personnel and they give us a diagnosis, that's what it is. It's a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, whose report will you believe?
Amen.
The Bible says, let every man be, God be true and every man be a lie.
Amen.
So the question that I want to ask folks tonight is, do you want to be healed?
Amen.
A lot of folks, they may say they want to be healed, but they really don't want to be healed. Because, see, they get a lot of attention when they claim sickness.
Mm.
Sometimes they even get passes, you know, or they get on the bus free, or they get into a museum free because they sick. Because it just gives them attention. It gives them a pass for stuff. They're able to ride prices for $2.20 instead of the full price.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks don't want to be healed because they lose their benefits. Everybody looking at them and everybody catering to them. But Jesus said something. Give me the first scripture. We need to go into this.
John 14,
mm-hmm.
verse man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Through Jesus Christ, you can find the way, the truth, the real truth, and life. See, if it's not according to the word of God, it's not real truth.
Amen.
It's not backed up by the word of God. It's not real truth. Now, God said, with his stripes we heal. Isaiah 53:5. God says, with his stripes we were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. You need to understand that. You don't own sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Sickness is of the devil. You don't, my diabetes, your diabetes, oh, you own it. It ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I have been diagnosed. You got to learn how to say, I have been diagnosed with, they say I have. It is reported that I have. You've got to say some other words. You don't claim the demon of diabetes, the demon of heart trouble. You don't claim those foul spirits because you can name it, and then guess what? You done claimed it. Mm-mm-mm. The Bible says in Job 22:28, you can decree a thing, it's going to be established.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people have been decreeing and crying terrible stuff in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand why they're not being healed. Because you keep claiming it.
Yep.
You play a double dust, like you're getting ready to jump into the rope. You know how to get ready to go back and forth, get ready to jump into the rope. You've been doing that. I want to be healed. No, I don't want to be healed. I want to be healed. No, I don't want to be healed. I want to be healed. No! Either put up or shut up. Mm-hmm. Give me another scripture. I got to go on.
Hallelujah. John 5:2-6. It says, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in the case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole?
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you want to be healed? This man went on and said, when I get ready to get in the water, or somebody jumps in front of me. Excuses. God didn't ask you to give him excuses. He just asked, do you want to be whole? Do you want to be healed?
Hallelujah.
But the doctor said, whose report are you going to believe?
Mm-hmm.
Give me another scripture, because it's not going through somebody.
3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
God is not a bully. Jesus is not a bully. He's not going to force healing on you. You don't want healing, he ain't going to give it to you. He ain't going to force it on you. Now, you know who the bully is? You know the bully is the devil.
That's right.
And all his dumb demons. Because he'll bully himself on children. He'll bully himself on older folk and everybody in between.
Mm-hmm.
He don't knock at the door. He busts down the door, come in your house. Come in your life and attack you.
Mm.
And what comes out of your mouth, the seed that you're sowing in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
My diabetes. My high blood pressure. My schizophrenia, my whatever. It's yours. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm taking medication. psychotropic drug. They don't get rid of anything. They just numb you up. Mm-hmm. They put you in a catatonic state where you don't know if you're coming or going, whether you're male or female. It will put you in such a state you don't know whether it's day or night. They're psychotropic drugs. But God said, I got something better for you. I got healing. It's in my wings. Malachi said, it's healing in his wings. In other words, even the bottom of his clothing, you touch the hem of his garment, and you'll be made whole. What you need? Faith.
Amen.
The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You keep on claiming sickness, that's not pleasing to God.
Amen.
And you wait for God to heal. He ain't doing nothing because you don't want to let him. You stop putting that stuff, stop talking about my this, my that. You want to talk about my this, my that? Talk about my Holy Spirit in me. My God in me, the hope of glory. You want to talk about possessing something, talk about that. Go ahead, give me another scripture. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Come on now.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Now y'all got to understand explicitly what I'm saying. I'm saying don't say I am not. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm saying with his stripes I'm healed. It's not mine. With his stripes, I'm healed. You got to say the word of God. Speak the word. Bring God into remembrance of what he said.
That's right. He said it.
God, you said. I love Elder Kiwi when she said, with her Alabama twang. God, you said. God, you said. God, you. I love that. And you can do the same thing. You can do it Alabama style, or you can do it Maryland style, Baltimorean style. Hallelujah. God, you said.
That's right. God, you said.
God, you said. Hallelujah. Go ahead, take God. God never said, claim your sickness.
Uh-uh.
God never said, stand up and tell everybody you poor. He said, let the poor say they're rich. So you say, you can stand up and say, I'm rich. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what you can say. I'm healed. Hallelujah. You're not lying. You're decreeing something in your life. You're decreeing healing in your life. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds that are planted in your garden. You keep saying, my sickness, my disease, my infirmity. Guess what? It's yours.
That's right.
You're going to keep it.
Yep.
Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree.
He took it away.
That we, being dead to sins, to live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
Y'all got to understand this. You got to understand that he took your sickness. With his stripes, you are healed. And every time you say, my this, my that, talk about sickness or disease, infirmity, you're slapping God in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You're slapping Jesus in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I put it this way. I don't know what happened to the brother. I cannot say what happened. But you're slapping Jesus in the face, slapping God in the face. It might happen like the brother got hit by lightning. He lived through that. 7 years later, he got hit by lightning again. He lived through that. 7 years later, he got hit by lightning again. He lived through that. 2 years into the fourth 7 years, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
5 years later, which would have concluded the 7 years, his grave got hit by lightning. I don't know what he did, but I could surmise that you slap Jesus in the face, you slap God in the face, lightning might come and hit you. And except for the grace of God, it might have taken you out. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. I've gone off the deep end again.
Job 22.
Go ahead now.
Oh, is that what I just read? 22. No, thou shalt make thy prayer. No, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways.
Now, this could be positive or negative. Did you know that? You decree a thing. You decree and declare your sickness. And everybody, you've been talking about how you love God and God loves you and all y'all walk together and all that. And the light going to be on you. Because I do see that she loves the Lord. But she keeps claiming sickness. And she is sickness. Light going to be on you.
Right.
You better talk, faith.
Right.
You better live, faith. Because hallelujah. Romans 1:17b, the just shall live by.
Faith.
Hallelujah. Galatians 3:11b, the just shall live by. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture, y'all.
Hallelujah. Mark 11:23-24. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Now here's something that gets added to that. You have to look at this real carefully. You believe something, you're going to receive it. If you really believe it. So if you're going around believing that you're sick, we need to really explain. You may be throwing up all over the place. You may be coughing, but you still can say, with his stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
And he's going to bless you.
Right, you ain't lying.
But you claim, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, oh Lord, I'm so sick, I'm so sick. Oh, you can have what you say. You're decreeing something. It's going to be established. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. You're going to have what you say. You believe it, you can have it. Sickness is of the devil. Devil, I don't want it. It's yours. Father God, I thank you for my healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, from inside out and outside in. You say, it has been made apparent to me that you healed yet. It ain't about you. It's about me and my God. I'm holding on to my healing. I didn't ask you to, prayer of agreement, because I wouldn't ask you anyway, because you doubt whether God can heal or something. I'm going to say, God, I do a prayer of agreement with somebody who agrees with me. And I say, with God's sight, with Jesus' sight, I am healed. And I want to find somebody that believes the same thing, and we can do a prayer of agreement.
Amen.
Because you can have what you believe. Glory to God. Give me another scripture, because it may not be getting through to somebody.
1 Peter 3:10, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile.
Watch what you say out your mouth, y'all.
Amen.
The Bible says, and we'll say it in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, whatsoever God is not mocked, whatsoever man soweth, that you also reap. What you say will come back to you. What you say, the seeds that are planted in your life. What you think, what you say, what you do are seeds that are planted in your life. And you're going to get a harvest on that. I gotta watch what I say.
Oh, for real.
I gotta eat what I serve, y'all. I'm not exempt from this. You gotta eat what you serve to others, y'all. You will eat for what you serve. If you serve enough doubt and disbelief, you're gonna have doubt and disbelief in your heart. But I believe. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Give me another scripture.
Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Watch what you say out your mouth, even concerning yourself. You want to be edified. That's built up, lifted up. Come on now.
Thank you, God.
It's gonna bring life to you.
Yes.
The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21. I think that's right. Life and death. Yes, it is. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Death and life.
Stop putting death out on your own self. A loose lip.
Thanks, it.
And you wonder why you ain't been healed yet. You keep claiming the sickness. Yes, you go to the doctor. Yes, you take the medication I prescribed. Yes, you do all of that. But guess what? You tell the doctor, but with his stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. With his stripes, I'm healed. You tell your mama, Mom, with his stripes, I'm healed. Tell your father, Daddy, with his stripes. Your sister, hey, sis, with his stripes, I'm healed. Your brother, hey, bro, with his stripes, I'm healed. Hold on to that declaration. Give me another scripture, please.
John 5:6. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, what wilt thou be made whole?
Will God be made whole?
I'll be made whole.
Look here. God knows what you're going through. It's not like, oh, God, look here. I'm going. He knows that. He just wants you to understand that he's the source of your supply. He is the healer. He's the God that takes sickness from the midst of his people. Are you a child of God? If not, John 3:3 says you got to be born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, look here, you born again, you're a new creation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All things are passed away. All things become new. Glory to God. You're a new creation. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says, glory to God, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelation says, how we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Testify to your healing. You get healing. Don't keep it to yourself. You see, I glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus healed me. Hallelujah. The doctor said this, but Jesus said that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The x-ray said this, but Jesus said that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We got to stop believing what people tell us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because they tell me that people can lie to you. But Jesus don't lie. Let God be true and every man be a liar.
That's right.
Whose report are you going to believe, saint? People been trying to put you in a box. See, they done gave up on me because I couldn't fit in the boxes they were trying to put me in. They're trying to put you in a box. And they're trying to put the handles on the box and locks on the box. You are this. And so you walk around half your life talking to yourself because you repeating what they said. Well, they said I'm so-and-so, so I guess I'm going to act like it. And you go do research and find out how people who got that diagnosis act. So you start acting like that. What is wrong with you? Don't. Life is an open book test, and the book is a is a mind regulator, a heart fixer. Glory to God. How Jesus raised the dead. Come on now. Lazarus, come forth. Come on out of that grave. How did somebody put you in the grave already? But I've got news for you. Glory to God. You better kick it in. Go to Blessed Katie there. Pastor Peter, I don't know what time it is, but go to Psalms 107. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 107. When you get to Psalms 107, I want you to go to verse 19. Verse 19. It might be a different scripture, but I'm gonna check on this. When you get there, say amen.
Verse 19.
Yes.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
Come on now, read.
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Read.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men.
Hallelujah. Was that 22?
No, that was 21.
I read 22.
And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing.
God, thank you, God. You're still throwing up all over the place. Lord, I thank you for my healing. I thank you, Lord, for my healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You had trouble with your feet. You had trouble with your leg. Start walking. If you have to use a walk or a rollator. Hallelujah. I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my healing. All the way. I thank you, Lord, for my healing. Hallelujah. Until Thanksgiving just burst out of your toes. You thanking God all over the place. Thank you, Jesus. Shakara, I read 19 to 22 again so people can get this.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
You call on Jesus, y'all. The first thing you do, call on Jesus. Then you can call the other folk, but call on Jesus first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put that temple shit, Katie, in here. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the message. Do you want to be healed? And that's the question, that's the real question you got to ask. Do you really want to be healed? And if the answer is yes, you go to Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rofika, Jehovah Rophe, the God that takes sickness from the midst of his people. But I'll take that for a moment if we see it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the promise of the good seed zone. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 for it. We turn in Jesus' name. Decree and declare, with his stripes I'm healed. I thank you, Lord, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Pastor Peaches, for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank God for it. Thank you, all of you. Thanks to all of you that have joined us. Hallelujah. And there, if there is any out there that would love to give your heart to the Lord, we're going to pray this prayer and repeat after me. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my heart, save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. We believe that if you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. You have passed from death unto life. You're now a child of God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. And if you would like to have a Bible, just contact us. It's 410-444-5152. And we're going to get a Bible to you. Even if you're a child, and if you repeated that prayer, you're now a child of God. And we're going to get a Bible to you if you'd like to have a Bible to be able to read. Hallelujah. And join us also in the morning for morning prayer. That number is 720-275952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And again, I don't think we've gotten a call this week for a Bible. You're going to get a Bible. Call 410 844-5152 for a Bible. We'll get that Bible to you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you, God.
Come on and give him glory. Come on, God. Thank you. Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him. Wait a minute. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Help me say,
God can do anything.
Yes, he can. Anything. He can. Come on and catch the feet. Cause only God can do it. Only God can do it.